I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. What's the legislature doing to curb the governor's emergency powers?
We've still not gotten the majority Democrats to move on reforming our emergency powers statute. We know that it didn't work well for the nearly year. We were in an emergency prior to the session, and yet the legislature has failed to act on emergency powers. The Republicans continue to push very thoughtful, responsible reforms to the emergency powers statute. We've learned a lot in the last year about what works and what doesn't work in our emergency powers statute. It is our responsibility to take those lessons learned and roll them into the statute so we are better prepared as we approach the end of session, and that the legislature stays involved in the government of our state through the remainder of this pandemic.
How is the legislature reacting to the state Supreme Court ruling that decriminalized drug possession?
We couldn't seem to get the majority's attention for a long time. Finally, they realized this has to be dealt with in this session. So they are at least talking about it, but frankly, what they're talking about is continuing to make hard drugs legal. I mean, in what world do we need personal amounts of LSD to be legal? I do think there's a potential for a bipartisan solution. We're certainly working in good faith to make that happen, but I'm not yet convinced that the majorities are committed to that.
What are your thoughts on the governor's latest COVID restrictions?
The Department of Health and the governor, to a certain extent, are not really thinking through what the data says. We've known for months now, nearly a year, that the folks who are most risk from coronavirus are those 65 and older. We are now at approximately 75% of those folks who are most vulnerable to the virus have received vaccines. And not surprisingly, we've seen a corresponding drop in our death rate. Our death rate is now down to, I think it's around 5 per day. Now, that's still tragic, but when you compare that to other things in our society that cause deaths, it's no longer an outlier. And we do know that these restrictions are both harmful economically, and more importantly, harmful to our school children, as many of them still are not back in school. So I think that we're misreading the data and that we're pulling back when we don't need to pull back, when there's no significant harm to our most vulnerable populations, and that we're doing harm to other populations as a result.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.